Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So a group of airline CEOs sent a letter to the president asking him to end the federal mask mandate on public transportation, like airplanes. Now, I got to be honest. The airplane is probably the place I will forever wear my mask because they're packed. We're packed in like sardines. And I hope the president sends a letter to these airline CEOs and asks them why the seats have to be so small.
There's always a guy behind you,
and
too.
And no leg room. Yeah.
There's a guy behind you who's like coughing up a lung.
Thank
right?
you. Thank yeah. you. It's just such a small yeah. space. So that's the place we should be wearing our masks forever. And I was really surprised by this. And we also have a couple of other COVID questions, new variant, the whole shebang. So we once again asked our expert, Dr. Jason Sanchez from Infectious Disease Specialist right here in Minneapolis, to join us. He's also my personal infectious disease doctor, who I'm very grateful that I haven't had to be with in person for a while now. But Dr. Sanchez, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I haven't heard from you recently as well.
That's good news.
Dr. Yeah. Sanchez knows when he gets a text then Jordana's in bad way. Uh-oh. She's got some pneumonia. Uh-oh. Something's going on.
It's a hot
so,
mess.
I'm glad at least we can just talk shop on the air here at CCO. So what do you think about this airline lifting the mask mandate? As an infectious disease specialist, how do you view that?
Well, I mean, as an infectious disease doctor, you know, that's concerning because it may lead to, as you guys spoke about, more transmission or problems when people are in a confined space like that. And the thing about that's different, I think, about airlines and flying in planes is that it's different from being able to choose to go to a restaurant or not. But if you need to travel for reasons that may be a little bit out of your control, you're stuck with these people, as opposed to, avoiding big crowds on your own. But, you know, we're trying to balance societal needs, and obviously that's their concern, and the disruption that they have observed on airlines are an issue. And so I think that we're seeing the push and the pull of, you know, the balancing of those two needs and concerns, and especially as our numbers here in the United States are decreasing, it becomes attractive to think that we can get back to normal life as soon as possible.
Hey, Dr. Sanchez, this is Paul. Thanks for joining us today. I just saw some data from the Mayo Clinic. Fewer than 1 in 1,000 people who've been vaccinated or previously infected with the virus itself, fewer than 1 in 1,000 were hospitalized with a new breakthrough infection. It underscores the best way to prevent severe infection from COVID-19 hospitalization and death is vaccination. And now we see this new subvariant, BA2, a variant of Omicron. And there's no evidence, correct me if I'm wrong, it may be more contagious. There's no evidence that it's more severe. I think many of us kind of getting back into the normal swing of life. Is it premature to go back to 2019 the way things were?
Yeah, it's really hard to say what's going to happen with this BA2 because, as you say, it is more found to be a little more infectious, which is hard to believe because Omicron was so much more infectious than Delta. But this BA2 variant of Omicron is apparently even more infectious and transmissible. And yet it is equally affected by helped by the vaccination and by prior infection with the original Omicron variant, BA1. So as our population builds immunity, either through vaccination or through infection, and Omicron, you know, helped with that in some regard and causing a lot of people to develop immunity. Some of them, a number of them hospitalized, as we saw. But now that we've had that, we have increasing immunity in the community that should help us against this new variant. And it's hard to say with this coming, what's going to happen in the United States? Because we're seeing different things happen in different countries right now.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Moderna shared some information about the vaccine for kids. It said that the vaccine gives kids a similar immune response as it does adults, but the shot was only 40% effective against symptomatic illness for kids under 3. What are your thoughts on vaccinations for children? And we can go 5 and under.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to get a vaccine that works well on them. And even though they're a population that doesn't tend to get as sick in general, if you can reduce the numbers that do get ill even more with an effective vaccine, it's going to be helpful. You know, the 40% effective is not ideal. And for adult vaccines, at least, we wanted them to be at least 50% effective to recommend them. So it's sort of flirting with that number right now. But I guess it's going to come down to it to determine whether this is the best we can do and whether that's good enough to risk the minuscule risks of side effects with that degree of effectiveness.
Dr. Jason Sanchez, infectious disease specialist, we sure appreciate the update. Thank you for your perspective and overall your optimism. We're not home free yet, but I guess we can see the finish line. But the bottom line, we're gonna have to keep living with this, right? I mean, this is not going away. We have to find ways to live with COVID.
Yeah, and I think as we build more immunity in the community, that'll be easier, unless there's a new variant that evades that immunity. But I'm hopeful that we'll get to a more normal existence here in the near future, months, year or two, as we go through this.
Yeah.
But are you still wearing your mask on planes?
And I think, and I think I wear an N95 on the plane, whereas, you know, I'll use a regular surgical mask a lot of other places.
Yeah.
But, and I think if you're immune compromised or elderly, using a really good mask on a plane, like an N95, is going to be your best friend there.
Yeah, no doubt. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Dr. Jason Sanchez. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Doc. I like talking to him on the air, not as I'm lying in a hospital bed. So I appreciate that. I'm glad he comes on with us.
Still like to show up in just a full-length hazmat suit. Would they let you on the plane if you head-to-toe hazmat suit?
I'm close. Trust me. Once I go back into treatment, I think I might have to go online, purchase some old space suits or
You're going to have to isolate, obviously, and you're going to have to tell people, even the people you love, I'm sorry, I can't see you.
That's right.
Happy to Zoom with you. But
right. Right.
Yeah.
I think that's why my friends all came into town. I got a lot of people in town this weekend. And we're going to go see Marley, get everything in before we stop hugging again.
Yeah.
It's okay, though.
The hugging will return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.